Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing good. Welcome to another episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we're going to be looking at Surah Al-Infitar, the cleaving. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انفطرت. When the sky will split apart because of the angels descending from it.
وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ.
When the stars fall one after the other and are scattered.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ.
When the seas are opened into one another and they merge.
وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ.
When the soil of graves is turned over to resurrect the dead in them.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ.
At that time, every soul will know the actions it sent forward and those it left behind and did not do.
يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ.
O man who has rejected his Lord, what has made you go against the instruction of your Lord when he gave you respite and did not punish you quickly as a favor from him?
الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ.
The one who gave you existence after you were non-existent and who proportioned and balanced your limbs.
فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَّا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ.
In whatever form he wished to create you, he created you. He favored you as he did not create you in the form of a donkey, monkey, dog, or another form.
كلا بل تكذبون بالدين.
O you who are deceived, the matter is not as you think. In fact, you deny the day of judgment and do not work towards it.
وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ.
Over you are angels who record your deeds.
كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ.
Noble in Allah's sight, scribes who write down your deeds.
يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
They know of every action you do and they write it down.
إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ.
Those who do abundant acts of good and obedience will be in everlasting bliss on the day of judgment.
وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ.
Those who are evil and wicked will be in a fire that will be burned over them.
يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ.
They will enter it on the day of judgment and suffer from its heat.
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ.
They will never be absent from it. Instead, they will remain in it forever.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينَ.
O Messenger, what will make you know what the day of judgment is?
ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ.
Again, what will make you know what the day of judgment is?
يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ.
A day when no one will be able to benefit anyone. The entire matter on that day will belong to Allah alone, to deal as He wishes, and not to anyone besides Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that when these events happen, and they are going to happen, that's when we're going to know exactly what we put forth. And also those things that we left behind, the projects that we invested in, the continuous charity that we left behind, did we spread beneficial knowledge? When we invest in these kind of projects that will benefit us in the hereafter, only Allah knows the impact it will have. A masjid, a community center, even a person, a certain project that we invest in, imagine the impact it could have, how many people would benefit. And the reward comes back to us because we decided to invest in our akhirah. We had a positive impact. And then Allah asks a question. Says, oh man, oh person, oh human being, what has made you careless about your Lord the most generous? And this is such a powerful question. And to really appreciate this question, we need to understand the two names that Allah referred to himself as. Firstly, he said, Ar-Rabb. And Ar-Rabb, the Lord, means As-Sayyid, the master. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Mudabbir, the one who runs the affairs. It also means Al-Mun'im, the one who bestows favors. And also Al-Murabbi, the one who nurtures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures every single person. Every single thing is dependent on Allah. And He is the independent, the one who needs nobody. And He has special nurturing for the believers by giving them faith and taking care of their needs. This is Ar-Rabb. This is who Ar-Rabb is. And this name comes in the Quran over 900 times. Because when we utilize this name to call upon Allah, we're asking Him for His special nurturing to take care of our affairs. And when you say, Raditu billahi rabban, that I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. Do we understand what we're saying? That as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of our affairs, we're happy with it. Are we truly pleased with this? And then Allah says, not only that, He's also Al-Kareem, the most generous. His generosity has no limits. He gives us in spite of our disobedience towards Him. He never holds back. And He gives to everyone. And this is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the one who we should ask for any and everything. It is narrated that Musa alayhi salam, he said that, you know, I have these small needs that comes up sometimes and I feel ashamed to ask you of it. Because you are Allah, you know, we usually ask Allah for the big things, marriage, job, a business and all these kind of things. But Allah told Musa that don't be shy to ask me even for the little things, everything you should ask me. Because everything is easy for Allah. All He's got to do is say kun and boom, it happens. And even the most difficult thing is easy for Allah. So if this is who Allah is, the one who takes care of us, nurtures us, gives us, is kind towards us, doesn't punish us for the mistakes we make, but He gives us time to turn back to Him. So we ask ourselves, what made us careless towards this Lord of ours? And Allah is rebuking the disbeliever. Not only that, also the believers who have shortcomings. Because if this is who Allah is, and He takes care of us in such an amazing way, then we should reciprocate and be obedient and try our best. So that when we meet Him, we are happy and we get our book of deeds in our right hand. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.